Today, December 1st, currently with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 59%. The wind speed is south at 15 with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 18 degrees and the wind chill is 20 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Folk Art Festival returns to Seward County.
This weekend marks the 55th annual Folk Arts Festival in Liberal, with assorted craftsmen from Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Nebraska.
I have over 70 vendors coming, and everything that they sell is handmade by the artists. Usually 5,000 to 8,000 people go through the show.
That's coordinator Ada Linenbroker. The Folk Art Festival will happen at the Seward County Activity Center from 9:30 to 5:30 Saturday and from noon to 5 on Sunday. The event is free and pictures with Santa will be available. I'm J.P. Bazette.
The Kansas Turnpike Authority has released its fiscal year annual report and recent customer satisfaction survey. Results show the organization's maintained its solid financial position, and Steve Hewitt, KTA's CEO, said the agency works to maintain a low toll rate despite rising inflation and other economic challenges. Cashless tolling for drivers arrives in 2024 on the Turnpike. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. After a case lasting almost 4 years, the former owner of the Plainville Livestock Commission was sentenced on Wednesday in federal court in Kansas City on a multi-million dollar check kiting scheme. Tyler Gillum, the former owner of the Plainville Livestock Commission, per a sentencing agreement, was sentenced by Judge Daniel Crabtree to 60 months in prison and more than $7.2 million in restitution. Gillum's sentences on all counts will run concurrently, and he'll be required to serve 3 years of post-release supervision. The restitution included $6.8 million to Landmark National Bank of Manhattan, Kansas, $250,000 to the Federal Insurance Company, and $208,000 to TBK Bank of Dallas. And Gillum will owe an additional $3,300 in fines. As part of his sentencing agreement, he has agreed not to appeal his conviction or sentencing. Gillum was convicted on 33 federal counts, including 31 counts of bank fraud, one count of making a false statement in connection with a Small Business Administration guaranteed loan, and one count of making a false statement in a loan or credit card application. In the aftermath of Gillum's crimes, payments to ranchers for the sale of their cattle were delayed almost a year, and the delayed payment to ranchers and the Plainville Livestock Commission bankruptcy had lasting effects on the Plainville and area ag communities. Banks were defrauded of millions of dollars, and a rural bank closed. Bank officials stepped in February 2019, and Almena Bank froze Gillum's accounts, including a custodial account which was supposed to hold money due to ranchers who sold cattle at Gillum's livestock auctions. In October of 2020, Almena Bank failed. The $69 million asset bank was closed by its state regulator, then sold by the FDIC to Equity Bank in Andover, according to a story in the American Banker on March 26 of 2021. Gillum owned and operated Plainville Livestock Commission Incorporated from 2006 until 2019. The reopening of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has been delayed. The reconstruction project was originally scheduled to be completed by the end of November, but will require additional time due to construction setbacks and impending winter weather. The road is now expected to be reopened in the late spring of 2023. Motorists are advised to continue using the signed detours on K23, K223, and K383. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Eric Oeschlager at 785-443-1266. Gas bills may not be getting much better for Kansans, as Don Tripp with the Kansas Gas Service said they do anticipate that customer bills will be higher in the coming months, because what they've seen is that the demand for natural gas has grown faster than production. The Kansas Corporation Commission sent out a consumer alert at the end of October warning Kansans about the potential price increases due to natural gas supplies, and at that time, they said bills could be as high as 33% more. The Kansas Corporation Commission's Justin Grady said gas supplies are down because the demand for exports of liquefied natural gas exports are up pretty significantly over the last year to 18 months. However, he said prices have rebounded since that initial alert. With wholesale prices coming down, the pass-through prices that they've seen utilities passing through to customers have also come down 15 to 20%, although he says people are still going to see higher bills. The Kansas Department of Transportation is experiencing staff shortages that could impact how quickly it can remove snow and ice from roads this winter. Transportation Secretary Julie Lorenz stated that the agency is almost 25% short of snowplow operators in cities all over Kansas. However, offices across the state have been preparing for this since September. Sand, salt, and other materials are fully stocked. Employees have been through multiple days of training, and pre-maintenance on snowplows and other equipment is complete. Maintenance crews are doing their best, but Secretary Lorenz said motorists need to help by checking road conditions and weather forecasts beforehand and possibly delay travel if needed. To check road conditions, you can visit the CanDrive website at candrive.org for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, updated highway conditions, short-term closures, and general traffic alerts. The Kansas Department of Transportation will deploy all employees who have a commercial driver's license to plow snow and hire seasonal employees. In Nebraska news, a Grand Island man faces more than 10 criminal charges following a simple traffic stop. Grand Island police say officers saw an SUV driving with non-functioning taillights just after midnight on Saturday morning, and they stopped the vehicle. 41-year-old Sergio Lopez Perez got out of the vehicle, and officers said a methamphetamine pipe fell out when he exited the vehicle, and he refused numerous commands to get back in the SUV. Police said officers searched the car and found a gun with a defaced serial number, a nearly foot-long knife, more than an ounce of marijuana, and two open liquor containers. Lopez Perez is a multi-state convicted felon and isn't allowed to have weapons. Police said Lopez Perez didn't have a valid driver's license or proof of insurance and couldn't prove he owned the vehicle. He has been lodged in the Hall County Jail and faces 13 charges. Lincoln police reported that car thieves caused chaos during a pursuit with officers late Tuesday night. Just after 11:30 p.m. on Tuesday, an officer on a routine patrol found a stolen Hyundai Sonata near 27th and Holdridge Streets. And police say the car had been reported stolen on Saturday from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln campus after it was left running with the keys in it. As more officers began arriving in the area, the vehicle drove off, and according to police, an officer down the road then tried to pull over the vehicle, but the driver refused to stop. Another officer put down stop sticks near 27th and Potter Streets, which caused one of the vehicle's tires to deflate, and the car eventually came to stop at a dead end near 17th and Y Streets. When the officers started approaching the vehicle, the car backed up and struck a cruiser. As the vehicle drove off, a passenger pointed a handgun at an officer, and police stopped pursuing the vehicle near 35th and Vine Streets. Just before 11:50 p.m., officers found the vehicle abandoned at a construction site near 35th and T Streets, and police estimate that the cruiser had about $5,000 in damage. An investigation is ongoing, and any moment information is asked to call the Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks to talk about the start of the new season and our Lady Jays.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks. Coach, it's a new year for you, and one of the things is that we always like to talk about the size of your squad. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your squad this year?
We have 20 girls out this year. We have 4 seniors that returned from last year. 6 juniors, with 2 of those being new girls to our school, so new to our program as well. We also have 5 sophomores and 5 new freshmen. So we have a good, strong nucleus that has returned with 11 returners. So we're feeling pretty good about the leadership that we're getting in practice.
Speaking about practices, how have your practices been going for you this year?
Practices have been going well. They've been competitive. We've had our ups and our downs, but the varsity girls, I feel like, are being very competitive because they have a good group to compete against, and the JV girls still have a lot on their plate with learning new offenses from, you know, junior high to high school, and so it's and new to our program as well. So that's been challenging for them, but everything's coming along good. We've had good attitudes, good teamwork, so I think we're starting to get in a little bit better shape, but we don't want to be in the best shape anyhow by the first game anyhow. You want something as that to build as your season goes along.
This being your second year, you also have the same assistant coach and then possibly some different offenses and defenses?
Yeah, we do have Kim Gady back as my assistant, and we've kept some of the things that we like, and we've added a few new things, and then we are going to add a couple other things as the season goes along, but don't want to do it all at the beginning, kind of give something new as we advance through the season.
Your first game of the year will be Friday when you travel over to Hoxie. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Hoxie team and what you know of them so far this year?
Okay, so Hoxie also has a strong nucleus returning. They have they had pretty good success last year and really only graduated one senior that I can remember that was very talented and played quite a bit. But they have a strong core of juniors coming back, and last year they played Smith Center in the sub-state finals and led quite a bit of the game and then lost at the end. But they are definitely a team that's going to be giving us a great challenge. They're very physical, they attack the basket well, and they're good shooters. Their 3 girls that are probably their strongest is Kinley Rogers, Josie Kennedy, and Emily Boehner, and she's a sophomore, but the other 2 are juniors. And they also play a lot of travel basketball, so they've got a lot of practice time in.
Speaking about travel, did you have some summer camps for the team?
Yeah, we did. We have our team camp at the very beginning of the summer. That's for a week. And then we also had Jackie Stiles come in and give the girls some ball handling and shooting skills to work on and help advance their skills. And then we played summer league throughout the summer, and we went to a tournament up in Kearney. And that's always a good time because they get to see a lot of different teams that we don't see during our season, so different basketball. And the girls are able to do some fun things together in between the games, and that's a great team bonding experience for us as well.
Coach, Friday night when you go over to Hoxie, can you tell us the times that you'll be playing and the possible locations of your games?
Yeah, we play at 4:00 at the grade school for our junior varsity squad. And then they will also play some C team quarters for the JV boys, and then they'll play JV boys as well over there at the grade school. But then the varsity girls game will start at 6:00, and it'll be over at the high school, followed by the varsity boys.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck on Friday night when you travel to Hoxie. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
And thank you, Fig, and Coach Brooks, and good luck to the girls tomorrow in Hoxie. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, cinnamon rolls, and milk. for Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be burrito, green beans, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be pizza, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 57 with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 31 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Friday, there'll be some patchy blowing dust between noon and 5 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 66. It'll be windy on Friday with a southwest wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming northwest 25 to 35 miles per hour, and the winds could gust as high as 45 miles per hour on Friday. On Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 12 and windy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. We'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, for Saturday it should be mostly sunny with the high near 44. On Sunday, mostly sunny with the high near 49. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 47. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 38. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 43. Currently, with fair skies, it is 31 degrees. The humidity is 59%. The wind speed is south at 15 with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98, the dew point is 18 degrees, and the wind chill is 20 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor. The Kansas State Wildcats are set to take on the TCU Horned Frogs in a rematch from earlier this season as they battle for the Big 12 Championship coming up on Saturday down in Arlington, Texas. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCats.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. And he gave his thoughts on how K-State's managing with the loss of Kobe Savage and how that loss in the back end of the defense will matter against TCU in the rematch.
Losing a guy like Kobe Savage hurts in the run game, too, because he comes up and plays, you know, with such aggression in the run game as well as the pass that that's really hard to replace. Just, I mean, there was a reason why he was one of the better newcomers in the league on the defensive side of the ball, but so be it. That's the game. And if we go back to that TCU game, K-State just had a load of injuries through the course of that game. It was really bizarre, and they finished the game with, you know, the whole back end of their defense seemed to be replacements. And, you know, at least they'll be in better shape than that. And, you know, getting Daniel Green back, who was injured early in that TCU game, Khalid Duke left with a targeting penalty. You know, those guys back should really help this team and support those safeties.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we have an upper-level ridge of high pressure developing along with a low-pressure system on the eastern side of the Rockies. This is going to result in some gusty winds today as the air pressure tightens between the two systems, and the winds may be a little bit stronger as we go into Friday. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s, low 60s possible in western Kansas. Tonight's low in the upper 30s in the northern part of the state with 40s in southern Kansas. Friday, a fire weather watch has been posted for much of western Kansas, including Scott City, Garden City, and Dodge City. A high wind watch for Ulysses, Liberal, Goodland, St. Francis, and Tribune, where winds may gust up to 60 miles per hour during the afternoon. Very windy, warm tomorrow with the highs ranging in the mid-60s to low 70s. A strong cold front sweeps in late Friday afternoon and evening, turning winds to the northwest as colder air comes in. Our low Friday night in the teens and 20s. Colder on Saturday with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s elsewhere, 20s and 30s on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls this morning, livestock side, of course, one of the things they're waiting to see on the cattle side is having some strength in the cash market to lead what's going on as far as the livestock are concerned. Packers have been working hard to find cattle, and we did get steady trade this week as well at the 155 level in the Southern Plains feedlots in Kansas and in Texas, Oklahoma. Now, we are seeing a weak overnight grain trends as it has definitely had heavy deliveries against the December contracts, one of the big factors. Palm oil sharply lower as well. We see wheat futures down 6. Corn futures down 2, soybean futures down 13. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
In the field, the right partner can make all the difference. One that's dependable, straightforward, and is there when you need them. That's LG Seeds. From our hybrids and soybean varieties to our service and support, reliability is in everything we do. Start this season right with LG Seeds. Talk to your local dealer or visit lgseeds.com for more information.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone